Today we're going to learn Tainis Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We left off in the very bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Beis, where at Reish Lakish Amar, we had just quoted a pasuk that said, "In Keoha Habarzel Vehulo Fanim Kilkal." So the Gemara is going to just quote another drasha on this pasuk. Reish Lakish Amar, Imra Isa Talmud Shalimudo Kashal of Kabarzel. If you see a student whose learning of Gemara is hard like iron, he has so many questions, it's so difficult, Bishvil Mishnaso, because of the various halachos, She'ina Sedura Lov, that he hasn't had organized in his mind. And I think that's an amazing phrase, She'ina Sedura Lov. Most of the time when people have trouble in learning, it's because their brain isn't organized. They don't have everything organized in categories and figure out, okay, how many halachos are there, how many statements are there, how many topics are there on this daf of Gemara and the next daf of Gemara, etc. So if he's having trouble because he doesn't have organization in his mind, shnemar v'hulo panim kilkel, that's a midarshan v'hulo, meaning to say he doesn't know, he doesn't remember his learning because of panim kilkel, that he messed up, he ruined all the panim, he ruined all the basic mishnayos, he doesn't have any organization. Maitakante, so what should he do? Yarbibi Yeshiva. He should learn with a lot of Talmidim, with Bnei Yeshiva, and through that he'll develop an organized mind. By learning with other people who have a little more experience in learning, he'll be able to develop organization in his learning. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, v'chayolim yigaber v'yisron achshir chachma, that he'll learn with a lot of Talmidim, which will be in different groups, like soldiers divide up into different groups. And from the end of the pasuk, v'yisron achshir chachma, we darshin kol shekein imishnas astur lamei. That if this is beneficial for someone who doesn't have an organized mind, if a person has an organized mind to begin with, then learning with groups of Talmid Chacham, with groups of Bnei Yeshiva, will help keep it organized and keep everything in order. Ki hadar Reish Lakish have Masad Masnisa Arban Zimnin, like Reish Lakish used to arrange his learning 40 times, he would go over his learning 40 times, Kenegad Arban Minyom Shinit Torah, corresponding to the 40 days it took for Moshe Rabbeinu to get the Torah at Har Sinai, Va'il Kameh de Rabbi Yochanan, only then he would go to Rabbi Yochanan to learn Gemara. Before you get to the in-depth and the analysis, the Gemara, he first had to be very, very clear on what the Mishnah had to say. So for our learning, if we want to learn Rishonim and we want to learn analysis of the Gemara, we first have to be very, very clear of what the Gemara actually says. We have to know what it actually says before we could do anything. Rav Ada Bar Ava Mesadim Masnisei Esrin V'Arbazim. Rav Ada Bar Ava used to prepare his learning 24 times Keneged Torah Neviim Uksuvim, corresponding to Torah Neviim Uksuvim, which have 24 books of Tanakh, Va'il Kamed Rava, and then he would go learn Gemara from Rava. So main point. Actually, we'll wait on the main point. Next line, Rava Amar Imrisa Talmud Shalimudu Kashal of Kabarzel. Rava says, if you see a Talmud who's struggling with learning, Bishul Rabu Shenu Masbir Lo Panim, because of his Rebbe who's not doing a good job, Shnemar Vuhulo Fanim Kilkel, as the pasuk says, Vuhulo Fanim Kilkel, Maitakante, what should you do? Yarbel Lavreim, you should send a lot of people to his Rebbe to ask the Rebbe to be nicer to the student and to pay more attention to the student. Shnemar Vachayol Migaber V'Yisra Achsher Chachma. Kol shekeinim huchshu masav b'fnei Rabbi Meikara. Now certainly if his Rebbe was nice to him and paid proper attention to him in the first place, then he would be even better off. So now we'll do main point number one. If a Talmud is struggling with questions, he should learn with others. If he's struggling with a Rebbe who doesn't pay attention, with a Rebbe who's inattentive, we should convince the Rebbe to be more attentive. Great, says the Gemara. Va'amar Rabbi Ami, Ma'idichsiv. What does the pasuk mean when it says, "In Yisho Hanachash Below Lachash"? Ve'in Yisrael Naval HaLashon. What does it mean? Imre Isa Darsha Shemayim Mishaskin Kinechoshes Milhari Talamatar. If you see a generation that the heavens turn hard like copper, that no rain or dew comes down, Bishveloch She'lechishos, because of people who daven, She'in Badar, it's because Bishveloch She'lechishos She'in Badar, it's because there aren't people who are davening properly in that generation. Ma'itakonason, so what should you do? Yelchei Tel Mishay Yodei Lilchosh, you should go to someone who knows how to daven really well, let his friend daven for him. Ve'in Yisrael Nebala Lashon, Umisha Efshalo Lilchosh, the pasuk continues, Ve'in Yisrael Nebala Lashon, which teaches us that someone who knows how to daven quietly, Ve'in Olochish, and chooses not to, Ma'ana Yeshlo, what does he benefit if he's not going to daven? Why have that skill if he's not going to use it? Ve'im Lachash, and if he davens, that it should rain, Ve'lonen, and he's not answered, Ma'ita Kante, what should he do next? Yelech Eitzel Chasid, you should go to a tzaddik, Shabadar, Ve'yarbe a love, but tefillah, and let the tzaddik daven. Shnemar ve'etzav alebi mafgia. Ve'in pegia ele tefillah. Pegia always means davening. Shnemar ve'ata al tespal ba'adam hazeh ve'al tesav ba'adam rino tefillah ve'al tifgabi. So tifga is a lashon of tefillah. Ve'im lachash, and if the guy is v'also b'yado, if the guy davens and it works, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers his tefillah, u'megiz daito alav, and then he starts feeling a sense of gaiva, that, oh, look at me, Hashem answers my tefillos, mevi af lo olam, that's going to cause God to get angry. Shem mikna af al ola, that it's going to cause Hashem to get angry. So if it's not raining, go main point number two. If it's not raining, go to people who know how to daven, and then to tzaddikim. Good. Rava Amar, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Sheyoshim Biarachas. If you have two Talmidei Chachamim that live in the same city, Ve'ein Nochen Zeh L'Zeh BaHalacha, and they don't speak to each other about halachic issues, Miskanin Ba'af U'Malin Oso. We get angry at them, and Hashem's anger comes upon them. Shenemar Mikna Af Al Ola. Hashem's anger will be on these people. Amrei Shlakish Ma'iduch Siv. What does the pasuk mean? Yisho Chanashach B'Lalacha Shvein Yisrael Nival Halashon. Same pasuk we quoted before that Rabbi Ami darshins. Now Reish Lakish is going to say a drasha on it. La'asal Lava Miskabtzo Suvos Kalachayos Seisal Nachash Va'omrim Lo. In the world to come, all of the other wild beasts are going to go to the Nachash. They're going to gather together by the snake, and they're going to say, Ari Dores, a lion jumps on and attacks its prey. Va'ochel, and eats right away. Ze'iv Toref, a wolf tears apart whatever it attacks, va'ochel, and then eats it. Meaning, we understand what they're doing. They're trying to get food, so they attack and they eat. But ata, you, the snake, ma'ana yesh lecha, what benefit do you get from biting people? You don't eat the people that you bite. Sa'am alahem, ve'in yisra, leval alashon. He says, yeah, and someone who speaks lashon hara, what benefit does he get? He gets no benefit from speaking lashon hara, and still, that's why Hashem brings a snake on those people. So we see a snake is associated with lashon hara, because people who speak lashon hara have no benefit. We'll make that a concept. Ve'in yisra, leval halashon. There's no benefit for speaking lashon hara, and still they do it. So that's why Hashem will stick a snake on them, because the snake also has no benefit from his attacks. Amar Rabbi Ami, ain't tefilas shalodim neshma aselim kein mesim nafsho bechapo. A person is not going to have his tefillah listened to by Hashem unless he davens. He has full kavana with a full heart. Shneimar nisa levenu el kapayim, and the pasuk continues el bashamayim to Hashem in heaven. That when we totally lift up our hands to Hashem, when we have a complete full heart, when we daven to Hashem, Hashem is going to listen. So ask Gemara, Eini, is that really so? Va'okim Shmuel Amora Alev Darash. Didn't Shmuel establish someone to say the shir in public, and he darshined? The person who was going to say the shir darshined. Va'ifatuhu b'fiyam uvilshonam yichazvulo. That B'nai Yisrael test as if to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'libam lo nechonim v'lonemnu b'vriso. And then when they daven, they're not fully with Hashem. V'yaf al pikein v'urachum yichaperavon. And even so, Hashem still forgives our sins. So don't you see Hashem forgives sins even when our tefillah is not perfect? Says Marlo Kasha, kan biyachid, kan b'tzibur. When an individual davens, he needs to be completely sincere. When a tzibur davens, even if it's insincere, it's going to be listened to. So let's make that a main point. When a yachid davens, it doesn't need it needs complete sincerity. He needs complete sincerity. But a tzibur doesn't. That's the zuchus of having a tzibur davening, that a tzibur doesn't need to have that level of complete sincerity. Amar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami says, Ein geshamim yordin el b'shil balei amana. Rain only comes down for trustworthy people who speak in a trustworthy way. Shenemar emes me eretz titzmach v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. That when tzedek, when someone is righteous and someone speaks in a trustworthy way, and he's emes, then Hashem will allow it to come down from shamayim. Amar Rabbi Ami, bo rei kabe gedolim balei amana. Take a look at how amazing people who are trustworthy are. Minayin mechuldo uvar. Where do we learn the idea of being trustworthy and keeping your word? We learn it from the story of the chulda and the var. What's the story of the chulda and the bar? So the Gemara doesn't tell us, but Rashi fills us in, that there was a story of a young boy that promised a young girl that he was going to marry her one day. So the girl said, oh yeah, who's the witness that's going to testify that you promised me that you would marry me? So he said to her, oh, let the bar, let the pit and the chulda, the weasel, be the witnesses. So many days passed, and he ended up marrying someone else. They forgot about the promise entirely. He ended up marrying someone else. And from that woman that he married, he had two sons. One of them fell into a bar and died, and the other one was bitten by a weasel and died. So his wife said to him, why is this happening to us, that we lost two children in such an unusual way, to die such horrible deaths? So he realized what it was, that he said that a chulda and a bar will be the witnesses that he promised to marry that other girl. So from there we see a kal v'chomer. If someone put his trust in a chulda and a bar, and this is still going to happen, that trust is still going to be, it's still going to be rewarded, so to speak. Someone who puts his trust in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, alachas kama v'kama, you could be certain that Hashem is going to pay back that trust. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so I guess let's make that a main point. Story of the chulda and bar demonstrates the trustworthiness of Hashem. The trustworthiness of Hashem. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kolam matzdikas atzmo milmata. Anyone who's careful in his actions down here to make sure he doesn't do any averos, matzdikin alav hadin milamayla. They'll be careful when punishing him on in the olam ha'emes to make sure that all of his averos get erased. Shenemar emes me eretz tismach v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. Rabbi Chiya bar Avin amar Rav Huna mehachi. He says, no, we learn from the following: uchiyarascha evrasecha. Someone who has yira, someone who has yira. So Hashem will make sure his anger hits that person right away, so that the person will have his averos wiped away right away. Reish Lakish Amecha. Reish Lakish says we learn from the following pasuk: Pagata esas va'osat tzedik b'drachecha yizkurucha hein ata katzavta v'nechta behem olam v'nivasheya. That Kodesh Baruch Hu again punishes someone who does the righteous things, so that their averos will be removed immediately. Amar Rav Shobin Levi, kol asamech b'yisurin shaban alav. Anyone who's happy about the suffering that he receives, and he accepts that suffering with love of Hashem, realizing that it's Hashem's love, maybe Yeshua Liolam will bring salvation into the world. Shenemar, Bahem Olam V'nivasheya. Amar Reish Lakish, Maidich Siv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Va'atzaris Hashemayim, that Hashem is going to stop the heavens from giving rain? Why does it use the lashon of Atzira when it wants to describe how there's not going to be rain? Because B'shash Hashemayim Nitzarim Milahor Matar, when the heavens stop providing rain, it's like a woman who's in labor but is unable to give birth, where there's this tremendous labor pains but nothing's coming out. And that's what Reish Lakish says in the name of Bar Kapara, that rain is like a woman, because Nemra Atzira Bikshamim, the word Atzira is used to describe rain that fails to fall. The Nemra, and it also says Atzira Biisha, uses that same lashon of Atzira when it describes a woman who can't give birth. Nemra Atzira Biisha, where does it say Atzira? Sira when it describes a woman who can't give birth, Shenemar, Ki Otsar Atsar Hashem, Ba'ad Kol Rechem, Hashem closes off the womb. V'nemar Atsira B'Gsham, D'chziv V'Atsaras HaShemayim. And it says Atsira B'Gsham in the Pasuk of Atsaras HaShemayim. Nemar Leida B'Isha, the term birth is used, Leida is used by a woman, V'nemar Leida B'Gsham, and that same term is used by rain. Nemar Leida B'Isha D'chziv, because it says when Rachel gave birth to Yosef, V'Tahar V'Teled Bein. V'nemar Leida B'Gsham, and it uses the Lashon of Leida by rain, because it also talks about when the rain comes down, V'Holida V'Hitzmicha. And not only that, Nemar Pekida B'Isha, V'nemar Pekida B'Gshamim. When we talk about Hashem remembering people for bracha, we say, we use the term Pekida, both by a woman and by rain. Nemar Pekida B'Isha D'Chziv, Hashem Pakada Sara, V'nemar Pekida B'Gshamim D'Chziv, Pakanta Aretz V'Tashoka, Rabas Tashrena, Peleg Elukim, Malei Mayim. Ma Peleg Elukim, Malei Mayim. What does that pasuk mean? Tana, the Braisa teaches, Kimin Kuba, like a tent full of water, Yesh Barakiya Shemimena Gisham Yotzin. Hashem has like this tent full of water up in Shemaim that all the rain comes down from. So main point number one in Daf Chesam and Vezin, with this we will conclude that the terms Atsar and Leida and Pekida are used by a childbearing woman and by rain. And this again is continuing along the theme that we kept on seeing in the last daf, that the rain and the ground is like a man-woman relationship, that a lot of what we experience with rain, somehow we compare a lot to a woman and to childbirth and to the man-woman relationship. So here's just another example of that. Okay, so Be'ezrat Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani.